Hello.
Gabriel here. It is Wednesday, March 25th, 2026, and things are going very well. This morning, I hit a new low of 292.6. I am really just astounded at how well I've been able to recover from some recent setbacks. My last recording was all peppy and optimistic. I'm like, I'm loving exercising every day. And I was, and I still am. But in between then and now, there has been definitely a pretty chaotic disruption. And so a big part of that chaos was the fact that I really just wasn't feeling great in general. But then I had a pretty, you know, scary back injury. My back was really sore. It was hard to move. I was terrified that I really wouldn't lift again. And it was a difficult process. I mean, on some level, I panicked more than I should have. It was better in a couple of days. And it did not take long for me to start moving again and start lifting again. And so I was able to bounce back from it. But unfortunately, the pain and the panic together really kind of put me in a situation where I kind of completely collapsed. I let loose entirely. It was probably the first time in this entire process where I have actually straight up like emotional binged. It has been a long time that I've been at this, and it was really kind of an extreme experience where I realized that, yeah, this is what letting loose looks like. You know, I thought there were times where I lost control before, but no, it was a degree worse. And I'm just really grateful that over the period of time I've been doing all of this, I built up many habits and strategies and trade-offs, really is what I would say, you know, substituting one thing for another, really paid off during that time. The damage was limited, and as I started to recover, I started to really make progress again, and it made me very happy. It was very gratifying to be at the point where I could recover from such an extreme setback that definitely mentally and emotionally really put me at a really low point. It was very hard to deal with. Like I said, the majority of it was really the panic, the terror of, you know, I had spent so much time investing in like, oh, I like lifting weights, I like exercise, I like doing these things, and that's kind of like how I'm de-stressing during this difficult time. And, you know, I was just so happy to be over winter, and then there was like this setback, and I was afraid that I would have gone off the handle and I would never hit a new low again. And so it's very happy for me to be here saying that, yes, I've done it. I have actually come back from all of that. And I think a lot of it was that pretty much the entire way through, I am like, I am going to be patient with myself. I am not going to condemn myself for messing up. I am going to just patiently try to restore control and structure where I can put it. And that was difficult for me. That was a huge challenge. And one of the first things I did is that because I still could walk with the back soreness, and the pain was quite bad, it was in the lower back, continuing to walk really did make a huge difference. I'm glad I was still able to reasonably walk and keeping my step count high, although it definitely took a hit during those days. Absolutely made a big difference. I felt like I was getting back into the saddle. It gave me some sense of control over all of this. And I really can say it has done wonders. I am now back to averaging 15,000 steps a day. I'm going to have to do quite a bit of walking today because I just went to the pool and I've been relaxing. But yeah, things are really good. And I am very excited to keep pushing forward. I mean, 292 means I'm very close to being in the 280s. And that's going to be like the lowest I'll have been for like over a decade now. And that's crazy. And it's like so much show that it's like I'm starting to think of the things I'm looking forward to doing. And so one of the things I've been thinking of is I need non-food rewards for making progress. And honestly, I think I should congratulate myself for making this kind of recovery from this kind of a setback. And so I actually bought myself some nice blue inline skates. I'm very excited to try them out. I'm really excited to go fast. And this is, for me, such a big part of this where it's like, I am really excited to get back into moving quickly again. And so I'm hoping that on these skates, you know, right now it's still, you know, snowy in places, as you can see behind me, the roads and the paths aren't quite clear yet. But I mean, I still have to buy a helmet. So like, I still have to like get ready. But I'm really happy to say that I have actually, you know, bought something that I can do that will help me stay active, that will help me, you know, be, you know, more comfortable during difficult times, that it's something I can actually reach forward and enjoy. Of course, I still need to tune up my bike, but this is one way I definitely want to go fast as the summertime approaches, as things get warmer, as things get nicer. And one of the exciting things I did lately is I actually attended a powerlifting meet, not to compete because I'm not there yet, but I actually got this Reign of Iron t-shirt at the meet for volunteering. I was helping them move equipment. I was helping them, you know, get things ready and like with the volunteers and whatnot. And it was a fun event. It was nice to be exposed to that whole subculture. It was nice to get a better idea of like the broader range of stuff in fitness and the different ways people get involved. But honestly, the best part of it was finally for me to be able to congratulate and cheer on the people who have been cheering me on throughout this entire process. You know, for me, it was really meaningful that like a lot of the people there at the competition making like new records or like, you know, just doing big lifts in general and getting it on their scorecard. These were people that had congratulated me and like encouraged me throughout this process. And so it was really meaningful for me that I could be there and be there for them. I mean, I don't know how much it meant to them, but like to me, it meant a lot. And it was really nice. It was really nice to experience the atmosphere of it all. It was really nice to see, like learn more about this whole new niche. I mean, I'm certainly considering once my lifts get to a better point, maybe there's certainly something I should consider. And it's interesting. It's interesting to see people really try to push, you know, new records and based off, you know, their weight class or whatever. It's a whole interesting niche. And I'm realizing it's like, this is kind of what it is about. Is it's like about not just like putting your head to the ground to like grind for no reason, but it is about reasons to come together and celebrate, you know, the progress we're all making. And it was very nice to do that. It was absolutely fantastic to be there and see that and be a part of it. It was something I really enjoyed, and it was a good experience to like kind of get to know the people around me a little bit better. It was definitely something, because like before all this, I didn't really know, like, yeah, I knew they would do the lifts, you know, whatever, but I never really knew what a powerlifting meet was. And so it's certainly nice to be exposed to these kinds of events in the general fitness subculture. And yeah, I feel like I am slightly more assimilated, as one would say. It's definitely something I would consider going to again. And I really am astounded lately because I've really been noticing the clothes changes. The pants I'm wearing right now are absolutely way too loose, when these used to be my, hey, these are kind of comfortable pants, you know, at this stage of the process. And so I really do find it astounding how quickly things change when you just keep at it. And that's kind of the crazy part, is that the fight over 300 has been a big battle. But I've been told many times by my very nice other half that she's like, no, I think this will be the last time you'll see 300. And I'm really excited for that to be the case. I definitely want to have 300 certainly be in the past. I'm looking forward to really continuing to make new ground, and I'm excited about it. But it has been really hard won. And that's kind of like the bittersweet feeling I'm trying to share right now, is the fact that it's like, it has been very challenging these last couple of weeks. And what I realize in many big ways, that I think a lot of it comes down to how you cope with stress and pain. And for me, it's always been food. And I guess the problem is that even though I'm no longer having the extreme in coping and this extreme binging that's going on, I'm realizing that at this stage, one of the reasons 300 feels so comfortable to me is because that's a level of comfort with food that I'm very settled in with. And so what I'm realizing in this process is that to make new ground, I need to find new ways to soothe myself. I need to find better ways to regulate myself when I feel panic, better ways to really face that panic, face that fear, face that stress, whether it's day-to-day stress or whether it's extreme shocks that come in. And so I'm realizing more and more that even normal eating is actually something that happens. For instance, one of the ways I kind of toyed with this idea is when I was in the worst of it and I was like fully panicked out, I would just like make popcorn, like regular plain popcorn, cook it, buy kernels, cook it in a pan, and I would just make it. And I would have as much as I wanted. I was like completely letting loose, you know, whatever. And what I realized after the fact is that the nice thing is the process of like actually making it, the process of it being a better choice than say something like pizza or other more crazy energy dense foods, is I realize that like that trade-off, that harm reduction does make a big difference. It's still the bad pattern. I'm still soothing myself with food. That still has is something I want to work on. But I realized as a mitigation measure during the worst of it actually did me a lot of benefit. It stopped me from doing, more disastrous setbacks. And so a lot about this that I'm kind of learning in this time is that it really is worth celebrating harm reduction when things get crazy, because it's not going to be forever. That pain is pretty much gone now. I feel back to normal. My last personal training session, I did some deadlifts, and so I'm feeling pretty comfortable with my lower back. I'm not afraid of it anymore, but I do want to be careful, of course, moving forward. I'm pretty easy on myself in general, so we'll see. But I'm thinking that like exercise itself is a very powerful way to, relieve stress, and I've been leaning into that really heavily. But I am also thinking that moving forward, I do need to find many other things I can do, like things when I'm tired, things when I don't have the energy to constantly be walking around. And I'm also thinking I do need to lean more into this. I do think I need to do a better job at communicating these things. I actually have a recording that I haven't published, but the idea is at least I'm recording it so I can at least use it for something in the future. But for now, I am realizing it's like I need to strengthen that connection in my mind. Because what I'm really noticing, and it's absolutely shocking to me, is the fact that yes, soothing yourself with food is always there, it's always ready, it's really easy. And forcing yourself to cook for yourself can kind of disentangle that a little bit. But I'm also realizing that like the body doesn't care what food you use. It doesn't care whether it's pickles, whether it's popcorn, whether it's, more extreme stuff, whatever it is. And so I'm trying to realize that if I want to replace soothing with food with other behaviors. Like I've been trying to read more, I've been trying to draw more, I've been trying to do other more like passive things that aren't like requiring a ton of mental focus. It's still hard. And I realize the reason it's still hard is because it's kind of an unfamiliar pattern. I'm trying to like force it. And the answer does seem to be forcing it. The answer seems to be make it happen enough that it feels more second nature. And unfortunately, the problem that I seem to be in is that the food for soothing itself is so second nature. And so I realize up until this point, all the food substitutions I've made, all the changes I've made to my diet, and the practices I've taken on in relation to eating have really been just about reducing the harm. But I am a little concerned that maybe I will not be able to hit my ambitious target of 15% body fat if I don't actually dial this in. Maybe I do need to require a full shift of adopting to new methods. And to me, this is a bit of a, I guess you could say I'm struggling with how I want to go about it, because should I just pick something? Should I just say draw, force myself to draw? Should I just force myself, that kind of thing? But that's an active way of kind of soothing yourself. But then I'm thinking it's like, oh, well, I need to do a lot of reading, so should I just do reading? Or should I try to like sit back and appreciate all the things that make me feel better? For instance, I'm enjoying sitting here, making this recording. I enjoy writing the articles I write. I enjoy many of the things I put time into. I'm just thinking maybe I need to more deeply engage with that enjoyment. Maybe instead of telling myself, oh, I need calories as fuel to make it happen. And speaking of a change I've made lately, really, as far as a fuel I need to make things happen, I have been very dependent on caffeine for so very long. And I'm happy to report that I'm basically 2 weeks without any caffeine at all, which normally I would be like itching. I would be like, oh, I need more caffeine. I need more caffeine. And the way I fixed it is that when I was in so much back pain and had a bit of a cold on top of that, I was like, you know what? Things are screwed anyways. I'm gonna feel terrible anyways. I may as well quit caffeine cold turkey and just live with it, because it's gonna suck for a while. And I'm really glad I did that, because that helped me get sleep under control. And I realized something crazy when I actually started sleeping better. I realized that I have not just been having sleep troubles. It hasn't been that, oh, sleeping at night isn't great. What I've realized is that I have been masking sleep deprivation with caffeine for way too long. Like I worry about how many IQ points I have lost from that alone, between my 20s until now. It is shocking to me how much better I feel now that I am like trying to be really focused on sleep for the entirety of my back pain. That was like the one thing I focused on was sleep, and quitting the caffeine helped. And yeah, I can say like day to day, I feel so much more focused. I feel so much more energy. And in some ways, I would say I feel better than the weight loss. Like the 280 pounds I've lost already definitely make me feel better, and I can do more things. And like that makes me feel great. But I can say on like a day to day comfort level, wow, the sleep was a bigger difference. Like, of course, I was more physically constrained at my highest. When I had that extra 280 pounds, I couldn't do much of anything, but I was masking everything with the caffeine. And so I'm realizing that I kind of was in this vicious cycle of not sleeping properly, because it's like I would stay up to enjoy, working on things that I like doing, and then that would impact my sleep. So I would mask the sleep deprivation with caffeine. And so then, the caffeine would make me feel dependent on it, which I always felt a little guilty about. But then on top of that, like the aspect of drinking so much diet soda itself was kind of this soothing effect that I was also getting the benefit of. And then on top of that, it's like it was masking the sleep deprivation, so I felt a little better, but it also creates new issues. Like one of the things that large amounts of caffeine will do to you is it gives you some level of anxiety. So then you're making your nervous system more panicky, more upset, and so it creates this vicious spiral. And suddenly, now that I really think about this, I wonder if it's like maybe that's the reason I got so big. Maybe it was as simple as those couple of building blocks coming together. And yeah, the emotional stuff was just like storm in the background. I mean, I think the emotional picture was more important because addressing that is kind of what started this whole process. But I am starting to see how there are so many vicious cycles as you put on the weight. As you develop this coping mechanism, it's not a great coping mechanism, but it works. So you kind of do that, and then it makes things worse, but in a way that you can cope with another coping mechanism, and then it creates this downward spiral. But then I'm also noticing that like that downward spiral makes getting out of that hole so much more insidious. Because for me, it's like I have honestly been pretty apathetic about the whole caffeine thing this entire way so far. Like so far, I've just been like focusing on cooking for myself, raising my ability to exercise, doing be the best I can with food choices. But I really am thinking that maybe I've already solved the question of how I'm going to progress further. Maybe this incident with now being feeling actually free of caffeine. I actually don't feel like I need it anymore because I'm focusing so hard on the sleep, and I have now correctly identified in my mind, here's what I actually need. Here's what's going on in my head. If I feel groggy, if I feel out of it, it's like, ah, maybe there's something I should fix first rather than just reaching out for more caffeine. I'm realizing there's, a basic need that I need to be addressing. And I know it's like not rocket science here, but fundamentally, it is amazing how different I feel after even just a couple of days is really all it took for regular within like proper circadian rhythm timing sleep. Because like, yeah, you can sleep from 8 hours, all day kind of thing, but it's like you don't feel any better. And I always thought it was just about the hours. I always thought it's like, oh, as long as I get the 8 hours, who cares? But I can definitely say it's doing wonders for my confidence. I love waking up feeling like I can do things right in the morning, which is such a strange feeling. I remember even recently, it's like, oh, I allowed myself to sleep in till 9 a.m. And it's like waking up at 9 a.m. was like kicking ass in the past. Like it's amazing how much things are getting better. Now, maybe it's also possible that losing the weight itself has made a big difference, because I do know that as you have extra weight, there's like sleep apnea and other things that interfere with sleep quality. I mean, it's not comfortable to sleep super big in general. And so I would not be surprised if one of the benefits of at least getting to this point is that, I am sleeping better. So sleeping timing matters more, and all these things are kind of working together. And I'm glad that focusing on it has made a pretty big difference. And I am feeling pretty good. It's just when I really think about all this, when I think about this setback and how it affected me and how hopeless things looked for a while, it really is showing me that I think there's a lot of like judgment and shame thrown around when people are struggling with things. And I was shocked at how quickly my capacity shrinked. And there was a meme I saw that kind of perfectly encapsulated it. It's like, oh, you go through your life, you have hundreds of problems, but then the moment you have a serious health issue, and then you have one problem, and that's kind of how it felt. It's like I had all these fancy ideas of all the things I was working on throughout my weight loss journey, but then when that back was terribly sore, I was like, I just want this one thing to be better. This is all that matters, you know, that's certainly how it felt, because it made every movement difficult. It felt like being at my highest all over again. And I will say the shock and like panic and fear of that entire situation really got to me. It absolutely did. And I saw a reel one time that was talking about this, about how, oh, how, you know, injuries affect you says a lot about where you are mentally. And I certainly understand what it was pointing at. That's really what I have for you. I have an update that's like, I've hit a new low, but more importantly, I've recovered from a pretty difficult and painful time that I am now more refreshed than ever to take on this for spring. And I really couldn't have asked for a better start to get going. And so I'm glad to celebrate it with, you know, new inline skates that I'm looking forward to riding soon. Of course, I need to get a helmet, probably some wrist protectors too, because I'm anticipating a fall, but I don't think I could have asked for a better way to like really launch into this. And it's great to start without caffeine in a new year. And I'm very excited for how things are gonna go for the rest of the year. And I can't believe I might be in the 280s soon. I am absolutely really excited for that. And I'm really looking forward to making the best as I can. And so I'll definitely have a lot more to say in future walking monologues. I just decided to do this as a vlog sort of thing because I haven't done a video in a while. And it's nice to be downtown. I just went into the pool to kind of swim and relax. And I got the rollerblades this morning. And I'm going to do a bit of a walk downtown. I'm just going to do, you know, a walk and not really do any audio recordings just because there's probably a lot of background noise and whatnot. But I'm really starting to enjoy this process. I really do feel like everything's kind of coming together. I'm finally at the point where this can be fun, where I can, you know, appreciate it. And a lot of it was being patient with myself when things got really hard. I am so used to turning on myself. I am so used to judging and condemning, like, oh, I am so weak, I am so useless. I have said those things countless of times. And it's so nice to feel free of that. It's so nice to have actually gone through a difficult time with myself and actually felt like I, as terrifying as it was, you know, I was still holding on. And I can appreciate that now in hindsight. And I'm very grateful for the grace that I had built up with myself to allow it to be able to, you know, go as well as it did. And I'm very glad that I'm back at it and that things are going well. And it's an adventure. That's for darn sure. I was very afraid of the setbacks. And I'm just happy to report that it's like, look, I'm making it. This is what it looks like. It's messy. You know, it's not always got to be sunshine and rainbows. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you spending any time watching through this and letting me know what you think. It really does mean a great deal. And I am definitely looking forward to making everybody proud moving forward. Thank you so much and have an excellent one.